Want to do it?
No, I've done it.
Okay. Well, I think today we won't do it because we have some people with us who are feeling a little tired to begin with. But these are the steps up to a place called Mangar. So you can actually walk up these steps, there's many, many, many of them, and down the side of the hill to the same place that we will come to. So it's only the up which is strenuous, the down is quite easy. But Mangar, the word man, it means something like jealous anger, but not the kind of jealous anger of the worldly type. It's one of the transcendental emotions that Srimati Radharani exhibits to please Krishna. Because even in this world, when somebody is young boys and girls together and one or the other, for some reason or no reason, becomes angry with the other one, it creates a kind of a separation between the two. And then this gives rise to a reconciliation. So Srimati Radharani experiences these transcendental emotions for the pleasure of Krishna. And sometimes Krishna, there's a reason. There's two types of man. One is called haituki. That means there's a reason. And the other is called ahaituki. And that means there's no reason. It just happens. And when it's ahaituki man, then Krishna can break that man by explaining himself. He says something, oh, I didn't mean that. He can pacify Srimati Radharani. And their pastimes continue. But when there's a reason, like for example, sometimes when Krishna comes here and he says, oh, my dear, beautiful Radharani, you look so beautiful today. And then Radharani goes, what? And then, I didn't mean that. Actually, what I really meant was, and then Srimati Radharani becomes very angry. Why are you calling me Chandravali? Who do you think I am? And she will become very, not wanting to speak with Krishna. Then Krishna, he has to pacify her. And this increases the sweetness and the relish of their pastimes. So Krishna tries in many ways. Sometimes he makes something happen so that Radharani will become angry, so that he can enjoy these exchanges. But after she's angry, she doesn't want to see him. And then after she doesn't want to see him, she sends her girlfriends and she goes somewhere inside some place and she closes the door and Krishna comes, please, I want to see Srimati Radharani. No, she says. She doesn't want to see anybody black. She doesn't want to see crows. She doesn't want to see black bees. She doesn't want to see rain clouds. She doesn't want to see you. So you'll have to go from here. And Krishna, no, please, tell her it's me. I've come to see you. No, I'm sorry. She doesn't want to see you. And then sometimes Krishna becomes so heartfelt that, oh, she won't speak to me. She won't dance with me. She won't do anything. So then sometimes the gopis, they help him. And they tell him, you know, what you should do is you should come disguised as somebody else. And Krishna's Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe.
Jai
Radhe. And Krishna is extremely expert in the art of disguises. Inconceivably expert. So much so that he can disguise himself as any kind of beautiful young woman as easily as he can look at, like a cowherd boy. So sometimes he'll come as the garland maker, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe.
From which country you are?
From Australia, Vrindavan. We're coming from Vrindavan.
Yes. Moolta Australia.
Yes.
Basically you belong to Australia.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radhe. So then he comes disguised as a flower seller, for example, with a big basket of flowers, looking very, very beautiful. And Radharani, she looks just out of the corner of her eye and she sees, oh, what a beautiful young girl. And so then he brings his basket in and he places his flowers down and he starts making a garland. And then he says, this garland, because you're so beautiful and you're so charming and you're the best of all these young girls, I want to give this garland to you. And she says, oh, all right. And then he offers the garland in that form. And then when he gives the garland, then she recognizes, oh, this isn't a young girl. This is actually Shyam. And sometimes he'll come dressed up as a young girl and he'll sing or he'll paint her feet or do something. And then the gopis, sometimes he comes like it's his own idea and they recognize him. And then there's a lot of fun because then all the gopis recognize he's walked right into their camp. all dressed up as this beautiful young girl. He's very, very, very sweet. He's saying, "Oh, you're so sweet. May I just paint your feet? I'm the daughter of the so-and-so. I'm so-and-so. I come from the village. I'm very good at the art of painting feet. Let me just paint your feet." And so Srimati Radharani will give a look, and all the other girls all know this is not a girl. This is a boy. And so then she puts out her foot, and so Krishna's very deftly painting. But when he touches her lotus-like feet, he begins to tremble. And they're watching, this is not a girl. And then at the very end, when he's painted her feet, then they say, "You've painted so nicely," she says, "I want to give you a reward because you've done such a nice job." And he says, the only reward that I want is that you're pleased with me. If you're pleased with me, then I'm happy. And she says, "I'm so pleased with you. But along with being pleased with you, I have to give you something. You've done such a nice service." "No, no, no, that's all right. No, 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 we have to give you something. We want to give you a new set of clothes." And then Krishna goes, "No, no, 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 that's all right." He says, "That'll be all right. That's fine. You just put them there. I'll take them home." "No, no, no, no. We want to actually dress you in them." "No, no, 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 that's all right. Don't even worry." And she says, "Why are you so shy? Young girls together are never shy with each other. Why are you so shy?" "No, no, no, no. You see, I have to go now. And I will take them with me. And I will take..." "No, no, no. We will dress you." And so then they all surround him. And when they surround him, they immediately undo and remove his blouse. And when they pull off the blouse, out pops two big mangoes. And everyone starts to laugh. And then they start teasing him like anything. "Look at you. What are you doing?" But immediately it reduces Srimati Radharani's man mood, because everything becomes very jolly. And Krishna, he knows, "I have actually succeeded in my attempt." So there are so many different ways that Radha and Krishna, they play and exhibit their sweet pastimes. For somebody who is not purified sufficiently, Prabhupada explains, when they hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they will mistake them for the pastimes of worldly men and women in this world. And they may even think, "Oh, yes, I know this and I've seen that." And so many thoughts may come. But we should understand that Radha and Krishna are the perfection of all masculine and feminine qualities. They're the origin of all masculine and feminine qualities. And their transcendental pastimes, as we heard Srila Prabhupada say yesterday at his disappearance day, that the male, female of this world are limited by space and time. But the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are not limited by time and space. Which means basically that their pastimes are not taking place within the material confines as we know them. Prabhupada says, a young boy and a young girl, it's a natural propensity between them. But where has it come from? It comes from the fact that this exists within Godhead. Otherwise it would not exist within the material world. But the young boy and the young girl pastimes of this world, they break. If they last a whole life together, then when death comes, they break. But Krishna's pastimes, they're eternal, so they don't break. So if we want to enter, Prabhupada says, into eternal loving pastimes, permanent loving exchanges, we have to hear and develop an attraction for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna together. So Mangar is another very powerful place. Radna Swami particularly has affiliations with the Ramesh Baba who lives up there. And when they come here, they have kirtan up there for 4 or 5 hours at a time. Ramesh Baba, he's a local. He's lived here in this place. He hasn't even gone to Barshana in like 30 years. He hasn't gone to the temple. He just stays here. And now he takes out prikramas of the local people, which is unusual. So the people at the bottom of the other hill, when we were walking through and up to this kund, there's a house there where some people live who are his followers. And that house is open to any pilgrims 24 hours a day. If you come walking through here, any time they'll feed you. And one time I came here, I didn't know anything. You know, it was just, I happened to be walking, I walked around the corner and saw this courtyard, and there were people inside the courtyard. And I think it was hot, and I wanted a drink of water or sit down or something, and I came. Somehow I went inside, and when I got inside, I saw everybody was lining up and having prasadam. And I was hungry, and they asked, "Do you want to take prasadam?" I was a little unsure. But I sat down, and I saw another lady who I knew, and she said, they served all day, they're cooking and serving, cooking and serving, cooking and serving. And they say, I met one German lady who was living here, living at Barshana. She was a disciple of Puri Maharaj, the elderly Puri Maharaj. And she was a very nice person. She had come to the temple beforehand. She had been part of the VIHE for a little while before she went to Puri Maharaj's shelter. And she was saying it's very difficult to live in a place like Barshana. And she said the first thing that you have to do, her Guru Maharaj told her, is Vaishnava Seva. And when you can do Vaishnava Seva, then you can do Guru Seva. When you can do Guru Seva, then you can do Radha and Krishna Seva, Gaur Nityananda Seva, and then you can do Radha Krishna Seva. So her service over there was washing the dishes, washing all the pots that were used, and all day she was washing pots. So when I saw her Seva, I was thinking, yes, it was cold, it was winter. And I was thinking, yeah, very difficult to live in a place like this purely, and to actually make the kind of advancement that that is possible for some. Most of us can't even imagine that, so we live in the nice arrangements that Srila Prabhupada is making for us, so that we can make this gradual spiritual advancement. And we come here in Parikrama and we hear something, we take that away with us, and gradually we make progress further and further in devotional life. So now we'll keep going. From here we'll go pretty much straight until we come to those that big temple, the first big temple.